Hello, Audio Boo. This is Paul Hopkins, and I have Claire, who will probably come in on this conversation too. Paul Hopkins, VI Podcasting, by the way. VI Podcasting. There's a reason why I'm highlighting that name in a second. I'll come to that. Responding to Pilgrim Chris and 17 comments. Obviously, some of those were his in response to others, but are also written on his on his post. And the question, as I understand it, was all around why it is that people feel the need to quote scripture at people who are of a faith when it's not really relevant. So almost finding an excuse to quote it, and usually as a way to get at that person. I think I've got that right. And I've experienced this as a Christian, but Chris brought some other points up. I'm going to try and get to them as quick as I can, just so that we can cover it off and that I don't end up speaking for half an hour, because I know it's...
Do you have an hour, darling?
I don't.
Yeah, you do.
I don't, because I didn't pay for an hour again.
You don't have half an hour. Yeah, let's not go there. Anyway.
I don't know what I have. But I'll try and sort of talk about some of this. That's absolutely piqued my interest, as I put to Chris. Through a quick comment,
because I told him,
because Claire told me about this, and Claire has already commented. So the story for me is that I'm a Christian, and that's pretty well known, and this will help to cover some of the points I was going to cover. I'm known as a Christian because my behaviour, my reputation in that regard goes before me. It might be in the things I say, it might be in the things I do, it should be in the things that people know of me. In a general sense, people should know that either that I'm a Christian, or that, oh yeah, he's a decent enough bloke, you know. People might ask further questions, go, I wonder what makes him tick. And then, you know, sometimes I'll post a blog, and people can go back in my 500 odd audio booths and find quite clearly that, you know, I am a Christian, that I have a faith. I am a Christian. It's more than a faith in that sense. I wear it. It's, I hope, and it is part of who I am. As Chris said, it's inextricably linked to who he is, and that's good. That's for me. That's as it should be. You know, that's I choose to, in that sense, wear surreptitiously, to some extent, subtly, but definitely. people would not have to know me for too long. And then they should, I'm just turning myself up a bit, should be able to deduce that I'm a Christian. And that brings me, and it's the same with my name, VI Podcasting. It doesn't take long to work out, VI, well, what is that? Well, firstly, yes, some people might come across it as vision impairment. So, and that was, I've said this before, but I came up with VI Podcasting at a time when a lot of people were doing podcasts back in 2004, so 10 years ago, just over 10 years ago, I started podcasting in 2005, I think. At the time when everyone was coming out with like blind podcaster and blind this and blind the other and blind audio and blind, I'm trying to deliberately avoid names that still exist. Just because I'm not picking on anyone in particular for having a certain name. I'm just saying that I chose VI because, yes, it was visual impairment, but it was also various interests. It was also, I think, victory at the time. I thought about victory because the victory of Jesus, you know, on the cross and stuff. So yeah, that was hidden, definitely. That was more, that would not necessarily be something that people would think of as me, but they could find it out in my then podcasts. And I think it's the same with if you have your a name like I'm talking to Chris now, Chris, if you have a name like Pilgrim Chris, well, I didn't know until very recently, and Claire and I were, really? Is that his second name? Oh, and we actually thought that's a cool name, you know. That's,
I thought it was a very cool
use of the name, absolutely.
Most
yeah.
people don't have a name,
so they could do that with. Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was awesome.
I can't use mine. I'm Claire Randall.
You couldn't be Randall Claire.
I couldn't be Randall Claire. It would mean nothing.
I couldn't be Hopkins Paul.
I could, yeah. But even my maiden name, Lair. I'm not outing myself to any of you who may know me from the past.
But see, recently I've changed my name to, on Facebook and on Twitter.
Oh, I don't know. You could be Goth Paul.
Could be Goth
Paul. People could think you go around dressed in that.
G-O-U-G-H, though, but they wouldn't. People can't
people
be bothered to pronounce their THs and Fs
half
the time.
Oh, yeah, because you could be Goth, couldn't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, sorry, I've got that completely.
No, not at all. No, because no. People don't know if it's a Goth or a Goth half the time.
I'm a Goth.
I'm a Goth.
I'm a Goth, innit?
A Goth. He's a Goth, are you?
Yeah, he is.
No, it's true. So you are right. People could. But yeah, Pilgrim Chris. And so for me, if you were someone black, and you, so if I was Paul Black, and I call myself that, then nobody should think, does he mean he's a black person? If I said Black Paul, then of course they're going to, especially if your profile, your avatar isn't seen, and especially in the VI world.
But
obviously I realise that a lot of people aren't in the VI world. But,
if somebody's surname was Blind and they changed it round,
yeah, well,
I thought it was a very clever use of
his name. And I did, even though there was nothing. And you might find this helpful and you might like this, Chris. As much as I've disagreed with you sometimes in the past over certain things, and nothing major, but, you know, I have always thought there was something about your persona that suggested that you had a faith. So I'm not surprised in the slightest. Now, this isn't a person that can see you. I don't know what you look like. I don't know what you wear. I don't know what's in your photos. I don't know anything other than what you've said.
Why can't he put God bless in his boots?
No, that isn't. Because I thought of, as he said in his comment, Chris said in one of his comments to SN2N, that he said that he was doing that because of the late David Allen. And David Allen said, something like, may your God bless you, at the end of his programmes.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, so that's where Chris...
But if you were...
if you didn't know about David Allen, then you wouldn't have thought that. No.
But if you were an atheist, you wouldn't say God bless you, because you wouldn't.
I don't. Yeah, but I'm not going to assume. And this is when I'm going to come on to this thing about the amount of times I get, I would almost say, picked on as a Christian. And I'm quite happy. I'm quite robust, and I can wear it. And I see it as an opportunity to either annoy the hell out of people. There you go. There's a coin phrase.
You don't, do you? I never have guessed.
Annoy the hell out of them, maybe annoy the heaven into them, I don't know. But I think there are people that see me as, because I'm quite robust and I can talk about my faith and why I believe what I believe, they see me as a challenge. But they also try to pick bits off me. And so often I have had people say, I remember once, and I'll be very careful to neutralise his story as much as possible in terms of identities, because I've long since forgiven the person, it's all fine. But this person asked me to do something, and I said, I can't do it right now, can I do it after lunch? Because I literally haven't done any lunch, I just want to sit down and have a sandwich, and I'll come back and do it and get it sorted out. And because I didn't want to do it then, they were like, well, you call yourself a Christian? I was like, yeah, I do. I'm a Christian who gets hungry like everyone else and I need a sandwich. I'll come and do it after lunch. And if you speak to me like that once again, I won't come at all. I said, no, compare that and see. You can do what you like. Call me what you want. But this has nothing to do with my Christianity. You know, how ridiculous are you? And that was it. And we saw, you know, it was forgotten about. And they said, you know, they were sorry. They were frustrated as well over... And I said, yeah, but you would never have ever, ever have dreamed of calling into question anyone else. There's a light on it. Yeah, it is. You would never ever have called, you would never ever have said, I don't know, call yourself an upright and decent black person or call yourself a nice girl. But because someone knows you have a faith, they can round on you. You know, your behaviour is constantly being scrutinised. But it also has its good points, because those same people that take any opportunity to mock you are also often the ones that are the first to come and speak to you when they've got a problem. And so, you know, I just see it as really it's all part of life's rich tapestry, to use a more Buddhist thought.
Bearing in mind, at this point as well, that you're not one of those types that round your face down people's throats. stroke timeline.
I hope
you're
not.
Quite, no, but you're quite respectful open about, thing, yeah. about the fact that no. I had an experience a couple of years ago where I went to a place. In fact, I've had a couple of these experiences. Now, bear in mind,
yeah.
I don't declare my my particular leanings, if you like, but so we'll leave it at that. But I had someone come up to me. Had somebody stuck on a train with me once, and this train was late, and she said, "Oh," and she had one of these floaty musical voices, and she said, "I think that the reason it's late is that Jesus has sent me here today to connect with you." And I said, "I really don't think so. You know, I think that the network whaler just
late,
just true to form, really."
Yeah. Yeah. You could have said that 365 miles a day on this line.
And equally, I've had people come up to me and say, so I had somebody and she came up to me and said, "Oh, well, you can't be complete until, have you not found the love of Jesus?"
Mm.
And I'm quite openly, you know, I'm quite open about my thoughts and so on about belief. I jokingly say I'm a heathen, but I'm not, that way inclined. But equally, I do not. I grew up in a culture where it was all about judgment and fire and brimstone and all that kind of thing. So I stepped largely back from radical thought processes, if you like.
Mm.
And so you are not going to win me over by telling me that if I haven't found the love of Jesus, then I'm doomed to hell.
Mm.
I will back away quicker, more quickly than you can.
Mm.
And so, do you believe? But I'm not quite sure what the point was I was trying to make. Oh yeah, so you're not that kind of person, or I wouldn't be with you. Point of it.
No, but equally, you knew about my faith before we met.
Yes, of course.
And found it. Interesting, and you could relate in some ways to it. It helped you shape and get a sense of who I was and whether that would be the kind of person that you'd want to be with.
Yeah.
And I have had, because obviously not obviously to all of you, but just coming to about 2 years ago, I left what people would call a Christian marriage, and that has been incredibly controversial for some people, have not been able to handle that, and I don't have much to do with those people anymore, and they have judged to some extent. Especially with Christians, of course, really. And I won't say too much about that here, but suffice it to say, that has proved difficult, because then there's a prejudgment of Claire potentially, let's say potentially, even though we know what that's made up of, and that isn't fair, But we've done a good job of putting those people right if necessary and avoiding them where possible. I think it's fair to say. So Chris, it's sort of caused quite a lot of wider thinking in me, and I'm glad that I've read all the comments on your boo as well, because it's given me cause to speak about this in as wide a context as possible, because for me it is quite a wide thing. The atheist thing, I mean, I've had so many people say to me, one person I've never met but spoke to on Twitter a few times, and they are completely evangelical about their atheism, not in the sense that McColgan was commenting and saying that, we're not all the same. Of course you're not. But atheism is almost a religion to some people in itself. And I think they're almost like atheangelists, And when I tell them that they're just as those that have behaved in this extreme way, that they're just as evangelical about their belief, and that annoys them even more, than I am about mine. you know, telling me, oh, I'm absolutely sure if I got you to read these books, I can recommend several books you should read as a Christian, and then you wouldn't be a Christian anymore. Do you seriously think that I could be swayed by what I read?
I'm intrigued now. Have you read them?
I've read the God Collar. I've read most of, which is a comedian that wrote that. actually, he doesn't even say that he doesn't believe. He's just not sure, but he, yeah. I didn't get the recommended books from the person because I think they were so emphatic. I just worried that I would never stop hearing from them. I would be happy to read the books, yeah.
There's a guy, isn't there? What's his name? Some priest is living as an atheist for a year.
Oh, no. See, I wouldn't do that because I don't think there's any need to. And also, I think that I would read... I won't... what's his name that everyone... gets who he annoys everybody.
Oh, no, he's an idiot. Yeah. David Icke.
No. Oh, no, I've read some things of his. No.
The other one.
No, the one who's talking about Down's kids. And,
oh, yeah, another one.
You know.
His name escapes me. Yeah, he's an idiot.
So, I don't believe in, I don't believe in the Muslim faith, but I have very many conversations with Muslims about their faith. And I engage and I'm interested and we almost compare notes and, you know, they know about Satan, we talk about that, they know about, you know, they have the same concept really in many respects as around good and evil and about demons and principalities and blah, 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 you know. So I find that fascinating. I'm always ready to have a conversation. But it's more as a way of understanding that person rather than convincing one person that I'm right and they're wrong, and you know whether that person goes away then and thinks about the things that I can say about my God that they don't always seem to be able to claim about theirs. And in terms of, it's not a question of who's better than who, but it does become.
Everybody knows I'm better than all of
them. Yeah, you're it, Claire.
Yeah.
We worship Claire alone.
No, let's not go there.
I did shut you from the door. You're not that infallible.
No.
You didn't shut your cupboard door.
Yeah, I didn't walk in.
And that one's open.
I just opened it.
In your head.
I just opened it.
Oh, all right then. I was having apoplexy. you're so funny. It's a fascinating conversation. I'm sure there's more to tell on this.
I could do my own bit with this. In fact, I was going to.
What did you want to say then? We've got, let's have a look. We've been speaking for, we've got 12 minutes and 18 seconds left. If you want to take,
okay.
Maybe take a couple of minutes and then we'll let Chris have a listen.
I commented on Chris's book that I couldn't understand if somebody emphatically doesn't believe in something.
Why do they care?
And I made this point to you. Now, right, what I'm about to say, I mean no offence to anyone, okay? But this is the analogy I came up with.
The reason Claire's going from one side of the channel to the other is because often I'm following her around so that I'm kind of facing as much as possible because she's cooking lovely food.
Lasagna. Okay. This is not meant offensively, okay?
Yeah.
You didn't take offence, did you?
No.
Right, okay. We all know that Father Christmas isn't real, right?
Shucks.
Okay. Please read.
No, we don't talk about it.
Okay, but lots of people, lots of children and that believe in Father Christmas. And yet we all know that it's not real. But you wouldn't go around telling people, no, of course Father Christmas isn't real. You can't, you know, I need you to know that he's not real. I need it to be, because you don't even really tell your kids that he's not real. You just let them work that out for themselves, right?
Mm.
So if you know in your heart of hearts, as an atheist, that God in your heart of hearts isn't real, you wouldn't. Why would you need to go around telling people that it isn't true? Surely they can work that out for themselves.
Yeah, I would agree that in itself is a valid point. I think what I've seen from some humanist thinking is that that religion of any sort should not be taught, for example, in schools. That's picking on another debate which we probably shouldn't get into too much here right now, this second. And that almost God, talk of God and that should be banished really from society and that we don't need religion. I think one of the... It wasn't Tony Blair, it might have been Jack Straw, so I'm not going to overly affiliate a comment to someone I'm not sure about, but it was, they said something like when Tony Blair had come out and said something about praying sometimes, and they said about things before we make decisions, and somebody said, we don't do God, you know, in politics or in Labour, we don't do God. I'm not thinking, are you, well, whatever, you know, screw you then, don't do God. No one's asking you to. I don't think there's any harm in at all in people. Of course, you know, like our laws are shaped on still on Christian laws. Now, I don't necessarily think that I would want all our laws shaped on Sharia law, for example. But I think that as society changes and grows, it's inevitable that our laws are going to be influenced by, should be representative of society as a whole. What are you doing? You're miming. Pantomime.
I was standing up on a chair.
I know, I saw you. Don't get me wrong. I never took a photo of you. Just say, this is Claire. She believes that if she stands on this chair.
No, she believes if I pour this entire bottle of red wine into this lasagna.
Oh, yeah.
It's only a little tiny.
Let's have a look.
Only a little bottle.
God, it smells like Christmas cherry or something.
Well, it's not. Is it's that only all going cheap in? Stuff, yeah.
Whoa. This looks like 100. Is it 75 millilitres or something? I can't remember.
Yeah,
how big
it's 150.
It's all gone in anyway. See how quiet the thing's gone now.
It's only equivalent of about a glass.
No, it's all right. Come and throw that out.
I'm going to talk to God in a minute. He'll turn it into water for you. Yeah.
No, it's not. I prefer the wine if it doesn't mind.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
You don't need to throw that out, it can be recycled.
Oh. And then. So I think, everyone.
Just need to say something.
That's, hang on, let's see if I can make a
noise there. Why not?
I'm going to miss. Miss. Is. Hang on. Is that empty?
Yeah.
There you go. It's raining again, it's freezing, everyone. Chris, really interesting point. Thanks for bringing it up. Why? Have you not said all you wanted to say?
I never said all I wanted to say.
No, I probably haven't. So
that's
what?
Why
so
I'm going to count each.
Yeah, so I'll probably come back and discuss it with Claire and her do. But yeah, awesome. I like, this is what Boo should be about.
I just want to post here that I'm not a self-proclaimed atheist or anything like that.
No.
I don't openly talk about. What I think.
I don't talk about what I think too much, just it, as I said, it's just hopefully just there.
Well, yeah.
But if you're not not Christians, you're all wrong, so I'll speak to you all soon.
Bye.
Bye.